Log Talk Radio.
Oh, that's better than sex!
Was that weird or what? Oh! Welcome! The best 30 minutes. This week! Thank our friends. It is Vinny Moore. The Fast 30 Minutes of Sports is rocking and rolling. 10:02 for your Friday night. A lot of fun and some weird things going on. I'm going to get right into it right now. Actually, let's get into college first, because just the announcement of the day comes from the Big Ten regarding a special game going on at Wrigley Field up here in Chicago. Apparently, they're discovering that when you put a football field inside of a very old baseball stadium with brick walls, that there may be some safety concerns. So, I know you've probably never seen this in the modern era, but tomorrow's game between Northwestern and Illinois, all the offensive possessions will be going one direction. You did not hear me wrong. All offensive possessions will be going one direction. Yes, it's like a 50-yard pickup game we used to play when we were kids, when you only had one set of goalposts at one end zone because it was just for fun. But that's what's going to happen tomorrow. It was the right thing to do since both had committed. It was at the 11th hour, I guess, where this is concerned. Apparently, the brick of just down the what would be the foul lines of Old Wrigley, that the back of that end zone is too close to that brick, and there were some safety concerns where the kids were concerned. So obviously a decision was made, and you know what? We'll roll with it. Such is the case. So there you go. So going to be a little weird watching that game tomorrow. But hey, it's something different to check out. All right, getting into your NBA scores this evening. Finals already in. Lakers 112 over 95 over Minnesota. Charlotte, a loser against Miami, who seems to be starting to gel now, 95-87. And ongoing right now, our vaunted Chicago Bulls up 4 on the Mavericks, 39-35. San Antonio up on Utah, 78-74. In the second quarter, out west, Sacramento is 3 points down to the Nets, 38-35 right now. In the first quarter, also out west, Golden State and the Knicks are tied at 31. Earlier completed finals that are just now rolling in, Oklahoma City, without Kevin Durant, took care of Boston 89-84. The Sixers take care of the Bucks 90-79. The Wizards 89-86 winners over the Memphis Grizzlies. Toronto 106-96 winner over the Rockets. And New Orleans keeps its winning going 108-101 over the LeBron-less Cleveland Cavaliers. Let's move right on into our fantasy stuff, because we've got a bit of an interesting segment. It dawned on me as I was doing my week 11 picks for not only Facebook, but for Twitter, and for all the fans out there who have either, you know, taken advantage of these things by going to their betting windows or winning their office pools or taking advantage of the picks to destroy their friends in fantasy sports. that the longer that we've done this, the longer the segment has seemingly gotten. And again, that's not a bad thing. It's good information. Obviously, you're using it for your own gain. God bless you. You know, what you do with it's your business. I just noticed that tonight, the Vin Pick segment, which always follows the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Blocks from Mike and Mike, was about, you know, almost 8 minutes long. And, you know, I thought, wow, that's a lot of information. Do I really have that much to say? Well, uniquely enough, I guess I do because, well, I said it. Anyway, not enough about me, but let's talk about you and your feelings, your emotions, or better yet, let's talk about your needs. How about that? All right, let's get into – we said we're going to do college first, so let's get into college pick'em. Top 10 games on the docket this week. We go right down the poop chute, as we tend to say in – well – never mind where we say it. Anyway, the North Carolina State Wolfpack 7-3 at North Carolina. So State versus North Carolina in Tobacco Row. North Carolina State 7-3. The Tar Heels 6-4. Lean toward the Wolfpack. That'll be a good game, a fun game to watch for those of you on the East Coast. The Wisconsin Badgers take on the Wolverines in Michigan, the Big House, 9-1 Badgers team, still with an outside shot to have a say-so in the BCS. So, yeah, again, lean toward Wisconsin on that one. Virginia Tech Hokies, a very good 8-2 team, taking on the Miami Hurricanes at 7-3. Got to lean toward the Hokies just a bit. They just played solid ball throughout the year. This one will be fun. The Ohio State Buckeyes go to Iowa to play those Hawkeyes, the 7-3 Iowa Hawkeyes, who really just stubbed their toe. Iowa is better than 7-3, but again, as Bill Parcells says, you are what your record says you are. The Ohio State Buckeyes 9-1. I actually think this is where the Ohio State Buckeyes and all that love for you Buckeye bunnies out there, this is where it comes to a screeching halt. The Iowa Hawkeyes shock the Ohio State Buckeyes tomorrow, and in all that talk about an outside shot at a title. The number 6 Stanford Cardinals go play Cal, the Golden Bears. The Stanford Cardinals in the same boat as Wisconsin with an outside shot to have a say-so in that BCS. Should any of those top four teams stumble, Stanford's going to be looking to play strong against California. The game at Wrigley Field is on the docket. Illinois Fighting Illini at 5-5 takes on the Northwestern Wildcats. Pat Fitzgerald squad at 7-3. It's going to be a fun game. Obviously, it's going to be played basically on a 50-yard field because all offensive possessions have to go one direction. Not sure how they're going to handle defense and turnovers. I guess if someone throws a pick, I guess they're fearing. If he's running down the other way, it's just live and you just play it as you would. That's got to be an interesting conversation you're having with coaches and staff on that one. The Arkansas Razorbacks travel to play Mississippi State. An 8-2 Razorback squad against a 7-3 Mississippi State Bulldog squad. You got to love Arkansas in that game just because of their offensive prowess. Florida State at 7-3 takes on the Maryland Terrapins. For my money, that's a pick'em game. But, you know, the Seminoles at least got the ranking, so maybe there's some love there. Of course, Maryland's at home. You never know what you're going to get there. The Oklahoma State Sooners 8-2 at the Baylor Bears 7-4. Again, Oklahoma's still playing for positioning itself to get a decent bowl game. Baylor had a great opportunity early in the year and just kind of stubbed itself in the foot. Again, they play serious competition, so that's good. That Baylor program's going to be good in a couple of years. The number 8 Nebraska Cornhuskers at 8-1. Again, much like the Stanford Cardinals, much like the Wisconsin Badgers, still holding out hope that they can have a say-so in this BCS mess. At 9-1, go down and play the Texas A&M Aggies, 7-3 Aggies. You know, there's a lot of people on the West Coast that believe that Texas A&M can shock the Huskers. The Huskers really don't scare you a lot on offense. If you can control their QB, keep them in the pocket. I mean, if they're not running the ball, they're not scoring. So that's it for your college picks this week. Yours truly is sitting at 80.9% on the picks in the college game. So, take it for what it's worth. It's a lot of fun. When we enjoy having that conversation. 10:08 in the afternoon, we're going to be looking for some fun sponsors. Let me tell you what I want to do as we go forward with the Fast 30 Minutes of Sports. At some point, obviously, we'll expand the show to an hour long. We may even move the time slot to make it certainly more accessible to everyone there. Just going to have a tremendous, tremendous expansion where the game is concerned. I got to stop the show for just a second because I just found out, and again, I was waiting to get some confirmation back from a member of my family. We have a new addition to the family, and this is just something really, really special. It looks as if I always screw this up because I think they're cousins, but I'm almost sure they're cousins because they're my son's grandkids. So you can tell me whatever it is. Anyway, Tillman Baldwin. big-time New York Giants fan. Welcomes to the world Cameron James Baldwin, 6 pounds, 14 ounces. Another New York Giant head is in the world, and we know Daddy's going to pour all that football acumen in his head. So, again, congratulations to Tillman Baldwin, to the immediate family, to all of his extended family, to the Baldwins, to everyone in this world. Cameron James Baldwin, 6 pounds, 14 ounces. Welcome to this world. Congrats to Tillman and the family and everybody, anybody associated with that. It's always an exciting time. Cameron James, well, I guess we can call him CJ now, because that's what the fastest 30 minutes of sports has dubbed him. The fast 30 minutes of sports rolls on. It is 10:10 in the evening. Let's get into your fantasy sports sortable for week 11. And as we always do this thing, we break it down by position. So let's get you started with your quarterbacks. You normally do three. This time, let's go four deep. Check the switchboard. We're good. All right. The number one quarterback this week in your fantasy football world is, again, you probably already know this, but I'm going to tell you anyway, Michael Vick. I don't know how much of that has to play into his matchup this week or the fact that he just dropped 6 touchdowns on the Redskins last week. But vaulting from the pits of obscurity to the top of the list, Michael Vick, you know he's going to be a free agent at the end of this year. What's that going to do to the landscape of things? McNabb just got $78 million over 5 years. What do you think Vick's going to command? And if not the Eagles, if they don't get the guy signed, you know, there's teams like Arizona just sitting back there, you know, salivating at that opportunity. Your number two quarterback this week, Phillip Rivers in San Diego. They got to love that matchup as well. Peyton Manning slips because, again, the matchup against the Patriots is going to be a good one. Manning is your number three fantasy quarterback, estimated to hit up 19 points this week. Number four on your docket, Tom Brady. Again, that's the matchup, Brady and Manning in the afternoon game this Sunday. Number five on your list, and it probably is no surprise to somebody, for most of you, is Drew Brees at New Orleans. Again, pegged for 18 points, and right alongside him, even though I said I was going to give you five, I'll give you a six, is Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay. Green Bay plays Minnesota in the dome, a controlled environment. Again, I don't know how you feel about, you know, that game, that Vikings defense that used to be really, really special. They don't threaten you on the corners anymore, so Aaron Rodgers may have a field day. And I'm going to be really kind. I'm going to give you number seven because he put up such a great show last week. Denver's quarterback, the ex-Bear quarterback, Kyle Orton, is right behind Rodgers in the pegs at 18 points as well. And, again, a lot of that hinging on what he did last week. Apparently there are pundits who believe he's got a favorable matchup this week. So that is it for your quarterbacks. Let's move you right over into your running backs. Now, this may surprise some of you, and for those of you who are really serious players, maybe it doesn't surprise you at all. Your number one running back this week is Frank Gore of the San Francisco 49ers. Right behind him is Jamaal Charles, the Kansas City Chiefs. You got to love KC in the matchup this week. The number three running back, and if this doesn't shock some of you, you don't have a heartbeat. Peyton Hillis. I didn't stutter. Peyton Hillis of the Cleveland Browns actually is your number three fantasy running back this week. Why? Because he's going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's enough. Adrian Peterson is number four, and it almost pains my heart to see an Adrian Peterson behind a Peyton Hillis, but it is what it is. Hillis is pegged to get 20 points projected, Adrian 19. Why? Green Bay's defense is a little bit better. And, of course, right alongside AP is Chris Johnson out of Tennessee. And because I'm being kind tonight, we'll go one more deep. Arian Foster of the Texans this week apparently has a very, very favorable matchup. I'm not sure I agree with it. I mean, that's games at New York against the Jets, but the Jets apparently have been prone to give up some yardage. So, you know, again, Arian Foster gets loose, the passing game gets going. You could have some fun things there going on. All right, so that's your running backs. Let's get you into your wideouts right now. Really not too many shocks. Well, if you're a serious player, it's probably not too many shocks, with the exception of Reggie Wayne probably falling out of the top three. Your top wide receiver this week in the fantasy world is Calvin Johnson. What can I tell you? Calvin Johnson goes up against the Dallas Cowboys this week, projected for 23 points. Right behind him is Kyle Orton's favorite target, Brandon Lloyd. Behind him, Greg Jennings. Again, both projected for 21 points. Then Dwayne Bowe is your number four pick, also at 21 points. And then you see your Reggie Wayne projected at 18. And right behind Reggie Wayne is Roddy White of Atlanta. So no Andre Johnson in the top five. They typically fall 7 and 8 Andre Johnson and Braylon Edwards this week. So not a lot of breakout love. Calvin Johnson has been a stud all year long. Brandon Lloyd has been the go-to guy. Greg Jennings, the deep threat there for the Packers. So that is your love for your fantasy sports if you're playing this week. God bless you. You're going to have some fun doing that out. It is 10:15. Without any further ado, I want to get you into your Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks so you can have some fun listening to those guys, and then we'll come back with the VIN picks. And I got a funny feeling we'll call it a night. Again, 619-639-4747 if you want to chime in. Without further ado, let's rock and roll.
Let's do the peak antifreeze stone.
Go!
Lead.
Pipe!
Locks. In three. What, you usually do locks together. Where were you on the locks?
Let's try it again.
You're not going to do the locks now?
I'll
we change
it.
Okay. Let's do the peak antifreeze stone.
Go!
Lead.
Pipe!
Locks. Not even like that either. All right, we'll do it now in 3, 2, and 1.
The time has finally arrived.
Yes!
All right.
These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks.
Whoopee!
An ESPN Radio exclusive.
All right, darling, here we go for week 11, and my motto this week is, my eyes don't deceive me.
I can see clearly now the rain.
I watched the Cleveland Browns play 75 minutes of football last week, and I'll tell you this, that's a good football team.
I know that, Smarty Pat. What do you think? I'm some kind of idiot?
Colt McCoy is good.
16-yard touchdown run by Colt McCoy.
Defense is pretty good. They're well coached. I like the Cleveland Browns, and they're getting points at Jacksonville. I'm sorry. The Browns, throw out the record. They're a better football team than the Jaguars are. Jaguars were lucky to win it last week.
The Jaguars have won it! Holy
give me the underdog Browns to win straight up in Jacksonville.
No, there's no way that's correct.
Well, agree to disagree.
I'm going to go to Kansas City because I love going there. The best smelling stadium in all the league. The best barbecue there is.
Oh, look at this place. What a dump. Bunch of weirdos around here. Look at them.
And, oh, yeah, they throw a game in there occasionally as well. And I'm going to take the Chiefs at home. They're giving 8 to Arizona. Not happy about last week's game at all.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I think this offense is going to score some points against Arizona. I know Arizona ain't scoring many points, that's for sure, with their quarterback situation.
Do you really think so?
Give me Kansas City at home, give me the 8 points, and eat me a lot of barbecue.
Bring it on, dummy.
Hey, Stan.
Yes, Joaquin.
What's this music for?
We were watching the movie the other day, and Liam challenged us to get it in the lock.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
How do you like that, you English?
And then finally, we'll go head-to-head. My motto for this one is, okay. Everyone is right when they say there are no great teams.
You always do that.
Every week, there's a flavor of the week, and every week, that team loses. And this week, it's Atlanta.
No way.
The Falcons, everyone's ready to crown them the best team in the NFC. They're the one that's really for real. They're the best team in football. No, they're not.
If you want to crown them, then crown them.
No one is. And they're going to St. Louis, and guess what?
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 I think the Rams are going to win this game.
I don't think so.
The Rams are feisty. Sam Bradford is pretty good. They're very much alive in that NFC West.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
They're getting 3 points. I'll take them. Give me the field goal. Give me the Rams, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if we see the upset.
Damn! Wow, I always give the impression I'm smarter than I am.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Do your picks stink?
Oh, even Stink would say that stinks.
Atlanta goes on the road and they prove right there one of the best, if not the best, teams in the NFC. I like the way St. Louis is playing. They're not there yet, though. Atlanta wins this game on the road. I'll give the 3.
Once I thought you were a big pompous buffoon. Then I realized that inside you were just a pitiful child. But now I realize that outside that child is a big, pompous buffoon.
And those here we go on the show. Go! Lead! Lock.
Sadler?
What?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
There they are. What? Here, Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks brought to you by Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win. Joaquin and Stats on the radio version. Craig Possible and Hip Hip.
Hooray!
On the TV version. Oh, you did that one with me. I'm glad to see you're with me on that.
Are we a little sensitive today?
Greeny is 4-15-1 on the season.
Boy, you stink. It makes my 500 record of 10-10 look great.
Golic is 10-10. To recap, I've got the Browns plus 1.5 over Jacksonville. goal against Kansas City, -8 over Arizona, and head-to-head, I've got the Rams getting 3 against the Falcons. Golic is giving the points. Let's look at some of these other games here, Mike. Let's go through them. Oakland is at Pittsburgh. Steelers are giving 7 at home. Raiders are playing a lot better. They're running the ball like crazy. They won in Pittsburgh last year. You're going to give 7 points?
No, I'm not giving 7. I'm not. And the way Oakland's playing, they run the ball well. They can control the clock some by doing that. I'm not giving the 7.
I will. This game is being played at 1 o'clock. Raiders are coming across the country. That stat always holds up.
You're right. I forgot about that.
Give the point.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
How about the Jets giving 7 at home to Houston?
Boy, Houston's defensive backfield is bad. Bad. But they can score some points. I'm going to say that amount is too much. I'm not giving the 7.
Me too. The way the Jets looked the last few weeks, I don't think it's safe to give 7 points with them against anybody. Baltimore, a 10.5-point favorite at Carolina. Carolina is starting Brian St. Pierre.
Yeah.
In this game, Mike, what was he doing last week?
He was a stay-at-home dad last week.
Last week?
Stay-at-home dad. He hasn't thrown a meaningful pass in years in the NFL.
He's only thrown 5 in his life. And he wasn't in a training camp this summer, and he was a stay-at-home dad last week. Now he's starting an NFL game.
Obviously, Matt Moore hurt the concussion with Jimmy Clausen, so Tony Pike can't be feeling too good. The draft pick been there the whole time, and they're going to bring a guy off the couch. Not even off the bench, but off the couch.
I think what we're trying to say here is give the points.
Give the points.
How about Tennessee giving 7 at home to Washington? The Redskins looking like, I don't know, about as bad as you could look.
Tennessee didn't look great either. They didn't look great in their last game. You know what? I'm not going to give those points either.
I will. Give the points. Give them. Give the 7.
You go ahead and give them.
I wish I'd made that my lock. Give the 7. Dallas, a 6.5-point favorite at home against Detroit. Love the Cowboys.
Yeah,
love them.
Sure, love the way they played last week. If they keep that spark going, I'd give the points as well.
Green Bay, a 3-point favorite at Minnesota. If there's anything left for the Vikings, this is it.
This is it. And with that said, I'll take Green Bay and I'll give the points.
Are we ready to just write it off? Is this really going to end it? Will it? The ultimate irony, will it be the Packers who really ended for Favre?
This would be it. I mean, I think it's already over. This would really throw the rest of the dirt on.
With the Bears playing the way they're playing right now, sitting at 7-3, if the Packers beat the Vikings here and they lose their 7th game, I agree with you. I think they're done anyway.
Yeah, I do too.
But really, this would be the end.
Week 11 is here, and off an okay week. We're working feverishly to get the mojo back. 93-51 and one game ahead of Warren Sapp. Got to save your season as best we can. Remember, smile and the world smiles back at you. Lose and you lose alone. Week 11, here we go. Bears at Dolphins. So the Bears' O-line can now protect Jay Cutler. The Dolphins haven't found their running mojo, and they were starting the third-string quarterback against the fourth-best defense. Yeah, that looked inviting. The Bears got no love from Vegas, and as history has shown, the Bears simply sucked in Miami. The Dolphins were a 1.5-point favorite. Are you kidding me? I took the Bears and the points, and the fence is like a terribly bad tuna sandwich on Thursday night. 16-0 Bears. Raiders at Steelers. Break up the Oakland Raiders. Home cooking didn't go well for the Steelers against the Patriots last week, but I can't see the Steelers losing this game. However, the Raiders have put up a bunch of points recently and are coming off a bye. This one scares my wallet a bit, but I'll be a homer again. I think the Steelers find a way to win, but the Raiders keep it under a touchdown and could steal this one off a Janikowski field goal. Texans at Jets. Which version of the Texans will we get this time? Be cognizant of the Jekyll and Hyde defense that exists in Houston these days. What does all this mean? It means Mark Sanchez won't have to work into another overtime to get this one done. The Jets should be able to slow the Texans enough to put this one away in 60 minutes. Revis should slow Andre Johnson, and in New York, the Jets should win by a tutty. Ravens at Panthers. Said it before, I'll say it again. The Panthers are a bad football team. Of course, they have some heart, so the 10-point spread seems a bit much, since the game is in Carolina. That said, I think the Ravens cover this. Too much firepower on Baltimore's side, too much glee on the Panthers' side. Ravens roll. Redskins at Titans. Somebody stop that truck that ran into D.C. last Monday night. The reeling Redskins, just after giving Donovan McNabb $78 million over 5 years, got vicked last week. And now here comes Chris Johnson and the run-happy Titans. The Titans are 7-point favorites, and that may not be enough. The Skins aren't that bad, and the Skins are prone to penalties. I'm sorry, the Titans are prone to penalties and the occasional disaster on defense. I don't think that makes a difference in this game. The Titans need a win, and the Skins need an identity. Titans by a touchdown. Lions and Cowboys.
Okay, someone explain the experience of the real Cowboys from last week. I know you can't. Wade is gone, and now they want to play for Jason Garrett. This means the boys are back, and the league should be on notice. The Lions make it interesting, but the Cowboys win. Probably by 7, but they win pulling away late in the game. And, of course, they cover. Packers at Vikings. This is the most important game in the season for Minnesota. A loss to the Pack, and the season is done. As you might imagine, Green Bay knows this. Here's a chance to slam the door on the Vikings for the season. Aaron Rodgers will have them loaded, but his pea shooter may not have enough as Sidney Rice returns, and so does the Minnesota Bomb Squad. Vikings survive by a field goal at home. Bills at Bengals. The Bills get their first win against Detroit last week. Well, I hope you enjoyed it, Buffalo. This weekend, don't look so good. The T.O. Show and the struggling Bengals will feast off the Bills' remains late as they show off at home. Carson Palmer will start. We don't know what's going on with his elbow, but that is critical. Bengals by 7. Browns at Jaguars. The Browns are the best at being snake-bitten. They should have beaten the Jets last week. And if they get any kind of defensive help, they will be a very, very strong team next season. The Jaguars are pushing for a playoff run, but I think those plans get slowed just a bit as the Browns play it close and maybe steal this one late. I love Maurice Jones-Drew on the fantasy side in this game, but I'm struggling with the Jags and the 1.5-point spread. I like the Browns, and I'll take the points. Cardinals at Chiefs. So after Haley's Comet came through Denver and puked on himself, the Chiefs get a rebound game against the soft Cardinal squad who will not be able to handle the best 12th man in the NFL along with the best barbecue. I'm loving Jamaal Charles this week, and the Chiefs get back to the winning ways at home. Chiefs by 10. Seahawks at Saints. Seattle is horrible on the road. The Saints look like themselves as they get Reggie Bush back. Matt Hasselbeck will keep it close early, but the Seahawks defense can't stop Drew and the boys in the second half. Saints by 10. Falcons at Rams. The upstart Rams welcome the best team in the NFC. That is, if you ask anyone but Philadelphia. If this were being played outdoors, I'd say the Rams had a shot. Oh, well, dome sweet dome. Matt Ryan to Roddy White all day long. Falcons beat a game, young and soon to be really, really good Rams team by 4. Buccaneers at 49ers. The most underrated good team next to the Bears is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Josh Freeman is for real, and the Niners find that out this weekend. The Niners defense will have to play huge to cover Vegas this week. I'm trying to see it, but all I can see is LeGarrette Blount running over Patrick Willis. Ooh! Did I just say that? Okay, real talk. This means a lot to both squads. The Niners, because the division could be won with an 8-8 record, and the Bucs are only one game behind the Falcons. Give me the Bucs in a mild upset on the road, and I'll take those points. Colts at Patriots. This should be the game of the week. Manning versus Brady. Get your popcorn ready. Peyton is great, but not so good in New England. As much as it pains me as a fan of Manning, I can't help but admit what the Patriots have done since the loss of so many weapons is impressive. They always seem to find a way. As long as Brady and Manning are at the helm of both programs, both remain strong. On this day, the edge goes to the Patriots, but only by a field goal. After all that, still Peyton Manning on the other side, and if he has the ball with the game in his hand and under 2 minutes, you gotta like your chances. Patriots by 3, but Manning may shock us again. Eagles at Giants. Please support your local re-signed Michael Vick office. If you haven't seen Michael Vick this season, don't feel bad. Neither has any other defense trying to catch him as he scores at will. If he's not your midseason MVP, I don't know who is. I like what the Redskins tried to do last Monday, and Mike still dropped 6 touchdowns on them. Wow. So what do the Giants do? The same thing they did to Jay Cutler and the Bears. Hit him and hit him often. Control the ball, control the clock, don't allow the Eagles offense the ball. For that to truly work, Eli Manning has to be stellar. Ahmad Bradshaw must hold on to the ball, and Hakeem Nicks plays like a first-round pick. All easier said than done. Eagles are at home, and the Giants suddenly look pedestrian after the Cowboys smoked them last week. Eagles by 7. Broncos at Chargers. So Kyle Orton and the Broncos can put up points. Phillip Rivers and the Chargers can put up points. Will defense even have a role in this possible shootout? Oh, let's keep it simple. Chargers win this game 45-41 in an offensive display. Truly, for the fans of San Diego. The Chargers special teams suck. The Broncos defense is oversimplified and will get picked apart. Vegas makes the Chargers a 10-point favorite as if San Diego had a defense. Stop laughing. Kyle Orton will make it fun, but falls short in the end. Fantasy players have a field day with this one. Be sure to check out all the fun stuff on the Fastest 30 Minutes of Sports with your host, me, Vinny Moore, Friday nights, 10 p.m. That is your Lock of the Week.